This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Big Wednesday show planned for you here. And we'll be locked in for the next 4.5 hours till we get to the Rangers pregame. General Ledger, Service Eddies. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 4.5. Wolchuk and Schiafalo are in the house. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. All right, so, where did it go so wrong for the Stars? Everything was going well, and suddenly, I'm surprised to be here. Down 3-1. I mean, they did have the most difficult playoff path in league history, damn near. You somehow survive Colorado. You get through Winnipeg, and here comes Haskinen. Everything's perfect. And you can't score. So you got to be kidding me. I mean, it was an incredible run. Maybe you just figure, hey, we were in 3 coin flip series, 1-2 of them. Look at that. Great job, Stars. Yeah. You know, but you're down in the conference finals again. And I think there's a bit of an identity crisis going on with the fan base, Wolchuk. They don't know how much faith they should have in this organization.
Well, I think you should have a ton of faith in the organization. I mean, since 2020, you've made a Stanley Cup final and 3 conference finals. They're the most stable organization in the Metroplex. They consistently win, and they consistently put a good product on the field, or on the ice, I should say. It's just, it is. It's very, very, but it's why I have always said I believe the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an absolute gauntlet to make it through the playoffs. I mean, think about just the last 2 series feel like it's been a marathon, just to get over Colorado, to get over the President's Trophy winner in Winnipeg. And then now, unfortunately, you know, Edmonton, they're just so skilled and they don't miss. And the quantity that you put out, I mean, they had the desperation. They absolutely came out energized and took it to them, 16 shots in the first period. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. And, you know, the nobody's available for a rebound that spits out. You know, unfortunately, the puck's just not staying on a stick. It's bouncing around. And, you know, Draisaitl, just a sniper. I mean, Jamie Benn takes a penalty. You can't do that. And then what happens? Edmonton, bang. I mean, it's very reminiscent of last year where the special teams dictates this, and coming into it, the Stars were great on the penalty kill and their power play had been fantastic. But unfortunately, this series, it's flipped.
214 calls them the Dallas Bills. You know, I do think there is that narrative to be had out there that, you know, maybe it's just a team that can't take that final step for whatever reason. You know, maybe it's starting to look like Dirk's Mavs before the championship. Like, will it come together? You know, what else can Jim Nill do to try to put those finishing touches on a team? I thought he'd done everything, you know. Could you get the great defenseman like they got last year and Rantanen in the same offseason? I mean, they're tapped out. That's the thing is they've given up, what, 4 future first-round picks? They don't have a draft pick for the next half decade, you know, and you're just coming up short. I do think there's a luck factor in hockey, the puck luck. And if it's not favoring you, you can easily lose to a team you're better than in the Stanley Cup playoffs, more than I think in any other sport beyond baseball. It's easier to get upset in hockey, so there's that, and it's got to be your time. But, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow being down 3-1. I tweeted, half in jest, but half like, hey, you know, we need to see this series tip on its head. But you're coming back here, going to be a desperate team, probably going to win game 5 in an explosion. And then I think you look at game 6, like, how do we go up there and get a win? And if you can simplify it to that, right, let's take care of business in game 5. Let's make it all about game 6. We're going to come home here to game 7. And is that cope? I think so. Is that, you know, choosing to look at the glass half full? Absolutely. But I think it's possible. The 3-1 comeback also happens more in hockey than in other sports. So
very recently it's happened.
But man, they look like they're getting their ass kicked. And you mentioned Jamie Benn. The Texas is going to bring up DeBoer. I don't think you want to move on from the coach. But if Jamie Benn's not going to be a dominant player anymore, you got to kick somebody's ass. Let me just say that. Yeah. We're getting bullied.
No, I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this 100%, especially the slash again on Hintz.
Dude, yes.
So dirty. And nobody does anything about that. I mean, look, Zach Hyman's now out.
Yeah.
That's a big tilt.
Connor Brown's day-to-day. I mean, it's
that was a big
knock the hell out of him.
Yeah. It's amazing the fact that they had a 40-year-old player play as dominant as he was last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey Perry. And Corey Perry, and he's a pain in the ass when he's playing against you, but when you have him on your team, you absolutely love him because he does the dirty work.
He's ageless and tough. Yeah. He's like a Tom Brady.
You know what? And the fact that the thing that was so disheartening is the fact that they didn't have Hyman, they didn't have Brown. You know, at times they were struggling. They didn't have enough players in certain spots. It's not about their great players, but it's about the depth that they have. Their depth is so good. But I think the biggest thing for the Stars, their inability to finish. I mean, any type of
which is ironic.
And give Edmonton credit for the way that they play defense. Mm-hmm. And give them credit. They just do not give you a lot of space. And then when you do get shots, they manage to get the puck out of their own end, clear it to the boards, do what they have to do. But, you know, Dallas is not punishing them for their mistakes. And the thing about it is Dallas continually having to play from behind, it's becoming a psychological thing too.
Yeah.
It really, really is. It's like, you know, they remind us. Ray Ferraro reminds us, well, this is the 13th or the 17th game that they've had to play behind. It is super hard to play hockey that way, especially playing on the razor's edge where Dallas is right now.
Well, okay, so this is a game that polices itself, kind of like baseball used to be, and because of that, I guess dirty play, like agitating injuries, is like not going to be something the NHL is going to fine. Like if you would have something like that happening in any other sport, that guy would be public enemy number one. But because of the way that hockey enforces itself with violence on violence, you're not participating in that. And I think that has to suck the morale out of the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's even when it's not the dirty stuff, just you're getting doubled up on the amount of hits.
Yeah.
Like they're taking it to you and you don't have anybody for that. And that's one of the bigger frustrating things as well. Like, why aren't you taking it to them? You have every opportunity to smash them as much as they're smashing you.
I think the one guy that's kind of taken it a little bit personal that way has been Steele. You know,
he's been great all postseason.
And it can't be a one-man band.
No, you got to have more.
It has to be more.
I guess they had that vision for Dumba.
Yeah.
But he can't even see the ice. No, but you got to get more guys that are bringing physicality and meeting that particular moment, because that's something that they've struggled in for years as well.
I would take over the physicality. I would take somebody that could score goals right now.
Well, it's interesting that Dodonov got scratched yesterday.
To me, like, Edmonton has its moments of physicality. I think Edmonton does a great job of standing up at the blue line and playing defense. I think they do a great job of keeping pucks on your end. I think their defensemen are been outstanding in this series so far. But I would tell, you know what, we talk about physicality, we talk about the lack of toughness, we talk about all those things. Just give me a guy that can fire the puck on the net and maybe and get a goal or two, because they don't have that right now. Your best player is about to go on the longest. If this game, you know,
he's on a seven-game scoreless drought. Yeah, that's the tie for the longest.
Exactly.
Of his career.
If you're in a situation where like he goes into seven games and doesn't have a goal, well, then you know that's where you need to look. I don't think it's the physicality. I think that the fact that they're backups, but the players behind their stars are just tremendous players. But they're down. Like I say, they're down Hyman. They're down Brown. You got to take advantage of those things. And Dallas just has they also lost one of their defensemen who hadn't played in the series as well. Ekblom, I think.
Ekholm.
Ekholm. He hasn't played. So to me,
well, that's a being problem. The more physical team is going to create chances. It's going to fire your guys up.
How about
they look like a whoop dog?
How about finish?
Where's the Jamie Benn that punched Mark Scheifele in the face?
Where's that guy? Yeah.
The problem
with
that is
you need to change the energy. You need to change your posture and your attitude. And when you're getting whooped, it's really difficult to do anything but look at your skates. And, you know, they're looking like Caitlin Clark. The Oilers are Angel Reese. Like, get over here. I want to fight. And one of the participants is like, I don't want to fight, so I'm just going to walk away and not make eye contact. And I think it's really hard to play a physical, violent game when you have that collective mindset. This isn't women's basketball. It's men's hockey.
Well,
and if you can execute and shoot, but you know, fine without being physical, you've been able to do that. But at some point, you're down 3-1, and it's starting to be embarrassing.
Well,
you gotta put draw a line in the sand and say you might beat us, but you're not going to emasculate us.
There was a period where the Stars scored all those power play goals, and everything in front of the net was just like you're talking about. They have not won in front of the net since those power play goals. They have not controlled the front. Edmonton has done a great job defensively controlling the front of their own net. Dallas hasn't had the opportunities that, and when they do get the opportunities, they're not cashing in on them.
The puck's not bouncing to them when they're there. And
100%.
The goalie's getting out of position plenty, but it's just like, how could this horrible luck of missed opportunity could just continue to fall against them.
You've also had a couple of opportunities for breakaways, and it's been Jamie Benn, who is probably your slowest skater, that's been the break guy, and he can't get to the puck.
And they don't turn it over. That's why I'm hoping this Hyman injury could open. I know what happened halfway through the first period last night, but now you can plan on exploiting their possibly down two defenders. Can they be less crisp coming through neutral ice? They never turn it over. They've been great. I give them credit for that. Yeah. The Rangers are still under 500 today, but we can talk about the return of one Corey Seager.
Yes, thank goodness. After the Evo injury, which sounds like maybe it's not that bad, but I will always hold my breath on pitcher injuries.
Yes.
But thank goodness for Corey Seager getting back.
We'll keep an eye on it. Boch was on like an hour and a half ago, hour and 15 minutes ago, and said there's no update because he hadn't heard anything. So I guess no news is good news on EO.
Yeah.
But he was saying last night that he doesn't even think he's going to have to be pushed back his turn in the rotation. So I think what we're looking at here is they're just telling the pitchers, if you feel anything in your forearm, shoulder, or triceps, just come out. We're not dorking around with any of this stuff. And the players are listening. I think they're being extra cautious. So maybe we don't have to be terrified whenever we hear triceps or shoulder, because they're just being super careful. Like, literally, guys, no discomfort at all. Mm-hmm. I don't want you throwing another pitch.
Especially with guys that are making that much money and they're that age.
Yeah.
And for a team that right now is solely relying on those guys going out there and being monsters.
I'm kind of grateful, too, that Toronto's decided not to hit the last couple of weeks. Hey, would they leave 11, 12 guys on base last night? Crazy how they've had a rough patch here. They went to Tampa, the games series before didn't hit there. So,
our patch is rougher.
Yeah, but
that happens four times every week to the Rangers.
Yeah,
it was crazy to see it happening to another team.
It's crazy how the one thing is every night you can count on the team ERA going down, and along with the team's batting average as well.
Okay, what else we have going on? Of course, pregame tonight, 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. Asuna, more work last night. This guy's got to be the guy. At least stay
Haggerty
hot.
Haggerty helping you last night, too, getting on.
Yeah, dude stealing bases. Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's what he's there for, man. He's got that speed, and finally, you got a timely hit.
Yeah,
Tyrese Halliburton with a timely triple-double. A near triple double it was an actual triple double, 32, 15, and 12 with no turnovers.
That's the thing, dude.
Yeah.
His ability, and that's not an anomaly for him either. He's consistently that guy where he's racking up a ridiculous amount of assists and not turning the ball over at all. It was really fun to watch him last night, and the way that the Knicks defense just does not stand a chance.
Yeah,
they have some good point of attack defenders, but once you get them screening and moving and rotating, dude. Cat, Brunson, Court at the same time. It's you're getting feasted on.
Carlisle was saying after the game, maybe you got to call that triple double the Halliburton. If you hit the triple double with no turnovers, or these big statistical games, because of how much he focuses on that, and that's a big part of their success. So they're up 3-1. I don't think they're going to get past the Thunder.
You know, in both their games, they gave up big leads. Both games in Indiana, they gave up big second half leads. And I think it's because they don't have the score. That when the shot clock is down, throw it to him, we're going to get a quality look. It's like just throw it to Miles Turner and let him shoot over the top when the shot clock is coming down. And it's cool to see him, you know, having the success that he is. But I don't think that's going to be a successful late game and late shot clock offense against a defense like the Thunder.
Yeah, the Thunder's defense is pretty daunting. It is a cool matchup, though, because they have the best team defense and the Pacers have the best team offense. So I mean, that is going to be like the styles make fights kind of thing. I know it's maybe not the sexiest matchup in the world when it comes to just the names, but that is going to be a heck of a series.
Got to live Rick Carlisle managing to make the best offense with the Mavs and then best offense with the Pacers. I mean, he really won leaving, didn't he? It was like, oh, these guys don't want to be coached by me. Cool. I'm going to go here to Indiana where he's getting to work with Kevin Pritchard, who's one of the top GMs in the game, and just assembled him a hell of a roster. Dallas Wings got their first win of the season. There's like a Kyler Murray thing going on for Paige Beckers at the Mohegan Sun Arena. The Sun play their home games there, and UConn played some games there. She's 15-0 all time there. Mm. So that's just what the doctor ordered for the Dallas Wings to get their first victory. I think they're 1-4 now. Arike had 19, Carrington had 16, and Tina Charles was actually brilliant in defeat. If you saw the highlights, she had 27. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion for you on the other side, and then Woolchuck's top 10 at 220, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Well, it is National Hamburger Day, so we've got the top 10 burger chains in America for 2025, an updated list. 877-881-1053. What's your go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Two burger. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Woolchuck's top 10 coming up here in just a second. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup.
Check out.
How you doing, buddy?
Look up, bro. Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Feeling great. Shout out to whatever Tolo told me yesterday on the fan text to add some baking soda, half a teaspoon of baking soda with half a cup of water and drink it to cool the
heartburn.
The heartburn, indigestion. It worked. Yeah, it worked.
It's Tolo D, man.
Tolo D.
Guy said it
D
worked knows. Faster, too. I saw that text. I was like, man, I might have to remember that. Man,
it kicked in, bro. I was like, look at this. I was suffering for 3 days for no reason. I just had to holler at D.
Baking soda is pretty legit with the amount of things that it can do for you.
So much. I brush my teeth with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much.
You can wash off your fruit with it and whatnot.
Top fruit. All right. This man's embarrassing moment of him falling off his dirt bike while riding the trails, look fun, has been auto-tuned. Whoever did this is an animal.
It's even better than I thought
so
it was.
Good.
Poor dude, man.
It really is. It's really great.
Poor guy.
That is wonderful. What a brilliant idea.
Like when you accidentally step on your dog's tail. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Ooh.
This needs to become a thing now, dude. Can we take like old videos and
yes,
and auto-tune them things?
Yes.
That would be great.
That lady in the grapes. Remember when she was mashing the grapes? She decided to start doing faster and she failed.
So good.
Right.
I can't believe that won yesterday. That was supposed to be like a little extra clip.
But it'll stick in your head, you know?
It went to a vote off. The Tolos loved it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. really good.
Tolos.
There is our champ. Tune in.
THA, whatever it's called, THCA.
See if he can make it two in pursuit of five in G-Back Nation Immortality coming up at 5:30 tonight, right before we get to LA Live at 5:40. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Zach with an H.
All right, let's get to the top burger chains in America, according to Yelp. This is via USA Today. Yelp's put out their list. And this is going to be debated. I love it every single year on National Hamburger Day. This
do
thing,
you read the Yelp reviews or the Google reviews? Which one do you look at more?
Probably the Google reviews.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Yep. I've never been a Yelper.
Yeah.
They sounded like they got a little bit, I don't know, snobby.
A little hoity-toity.
Yeah, just yeah. A little bit, a little highfalutin for me.
Yeah, a little highfalutin.
More of like, you know, the Google seems more my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I get what they're selling there. I did just come across this stat about Corey Seager and his return tonight. Rangers with Seager. They're 15-11. They average 3.85 runs per game. Without him, they're 12-18. They average a run less per game. Mm. That one run, I mean, for this team, that can make all the difference.
Yeah.
We're scrounging. We're clawing with our fingernails for that run.
Yeah, we are.
So let's hope that makes all the difference, and let's get on a nice hot winning streak here for your Texas Rangers. 877-881-1053. What is your favorite burger chain? Of course, here in the G-Bag Nation, we love ourselves our Whataburger. We do. Mm-hmm. We love our Whataburger. Sometimes you do see the videos going through where people get disappointed. They go to Whataburger, and for whatever reason, they're like, overrated. And it's because they're not getting the specials, or they're not getting the number five. You know, I know that, Lucius, that's your go-to.
100%. I'd put double meat on it now. Make it a hood burger.
There you go.
Extra
by the
mayo.
Way, the
that's a thick bitch.
The people,
yeah.
The people at Whataburger, they heard you talking about that, and they absolutely love the name of that.
Hood burger.
The hood burger. Yeah, they do.
Whataburger, Hood Burger.
Oh, wow. 254 said Yelp actually does something pretty dirty to the business owner. They tell the business owner if they pay a premium subscription fee, they can edit and remove reviews. So I guess the restaurants can go in there and finagle things. What is this, like Wikipedia? Just write whatever the hell you want on here? Screw this
list.
It's
a dirty game, bro.
You think you're getting ball sacked?
Everything's
this one?
Big business.
I don't know.
I guarantee you that's true. Man.
I am blindly just trusting the 254. It's very possible.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm always quick to like read that stuff, and then
yeah, it's like don't believe everything you see on the news. No. Well, I believe it. If the Tolos texted, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, they're so smart.
They're right. You know, I'm not going to argue with them. Honorable mentions.
They picked a guy falling off a dirt bike and making sounds.
That's a winner, bro. That's a winner.
Oh, that's the best one I've ever heard. Let's make that five times.
The honorable mentions. Whataburger is in the honorable mention. Did not make the top 10.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
It did not.
I love this list because we get to see every year Burger King just slowly slipping further and further down the list. Right?
Yeah, Burger King's at 19.
Yeah.
Burger King is at 19. The only spots behind it, you've got Steak and Shake.
I don't know. Steak and Shake's pretty good.
Checkers/Rally's. That Frisco Melt and Steak and Shake is pretty damn good. Carl's Jr.
Arnie used to eat two of those at night.
Oh, the
Steak
Frisco
and Shake
melts?
Burgers?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are kind of smallish. They're thin. They're thin patties. Those steak patties.
Taste good, though.
They are good.
I'm dry snitching.
I like you. He's not here to defend himself.
A lot of stuff we could dry snitch on Arnie about.
Yeah. Arnie drank a lot before he
had a lot of fun.
I wasn't drinking.
Wendy's and Fatburger. Those are all behind.
I didn't want to accuse him of doing anything else.
Shake Shack's getting love on the text line. Open Table.
Can I ask you guys a question about Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most expensive hamburgers I've ever bought.
It's very expensive, but it is very good.
Yeah,
it's a good burger. We had it in the airport.
Yes,
in I can't even remember.
Was it New Orleans?
I think it was New Orleans. Yeah,
$38 maybe for that.
Yeah, but especially in the airport, you know,
it was so good. Eric ate the burger, then went back and ordered another burger.
I'll tell you what,
I sure did
yesterday when our friends at Shell Shack brought us all that good food.
Man, how good was that?
Eric had the burger, but he had like all kinds of like. Crawfish sauce,
I mean,
lobster sauce. He had all this all over his hand. He didn't even care. He just made it part of the burger.
Probably made it better.
Yeah. He's like he's been on a long journey. He just got back.
It's like,
I'll never see food again in my life.
Exactly. It's like I've been wandering in the desert and I haven't eaten in 5 years. It's just
some tattered pants on and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just looking at you like,
I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, man, I wish you guys would have came knocking when that food arrived.
Now,
you guys
Eric.
Got probably a good 10-minute head start on me.
No, Eric. I walked Were you in the booth? Because I walked.
I was grinding. Yeah, I mean, I was. You know, we're at work. I walked around
everybody and told them. I said, "Hey, we got food here today." Yeah.
I don't know, soundproof studio got me.
Maybe I didn't ask you because I knew you would just house everything on the
I barreled in there.
No, thank God. We had to get ours in while we could.
I made my presence felt, but that was delicious.
They brought us, you know, to crack a lobster tail.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks,
how about
buddy.
That?
Go ahead and do that for me. Fuddruckers used to have the most expensive burgers, but damn, were they delicious from the 940.
They were good.
They were really good. They were expensive, too.
And I'm not sure if it was just because, like, we were little kids.
Did you make them yourself?
Yeah,
what
you
was
go
the story?
In, yeah, you go in, like...
the condiment line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, do they even exist? Are they all bankrupt?
I think there's one. They're out.
And Fuddruckers.
Burger Street has a real expensive-ass burger, too, by the way.
That is a good point. You're right about that.
Yeah.
It's really expensive. Like, damn, $16, bro? Okay.
They're pretty proud.
The other honorable mentions, we got BurgerFi, Cookout, and Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box coming at 11. Jay and the Bee has up their burger game, I will say.
I'll tell you, at 5 in the morning, there's nothing better.
Oh, those tacos are awesome. Oh,
and crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so you still have a Fuddruckers in Austin?
Do you?
And in Lubbock.
Okay.
No way. I thought they all disappeared.
I did too.
Well, they virtually have.
By the way, we got two
holding it strong.
Yeah.
Number 10. Best burger chains in America, according to USA Today and Yelp. Red Robin comes in at 10.
Yum.
Red Robin. That's the bottomless fries that they pitch there.
Yeah.
Are they any good? I have not been to a Red Robin.
No, not good. Those fries.
They're wilty and stuff.
Here we go.
Yeah, wilty.
We're giving them away for free.
They easily get room temperature on you.
Cold and wilty, not good.
They're big, man. It's
steak fries?
Yes. That's the way to explain them.
Okay. Right. Yeah, thick. Yeah.
There's not enough crisp to them.
A little girth and tonnage.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're flat. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Second time
they're like
used
spears.
The word thick today.
I know.
Like
I tried to stop myself. About to use the thick B again. But
he's ovulating.
I lost it. There's a lot going on. Number 9 is Mooyah.
Oh, yeah. Mooyah Burgers.
Mooyah's good.
Solid.
Mooyah is solid.
Are they the place with the extra fries?
That is Five Guys.
Sorry about that.
That is Five Guys, which will be making an appearance here in a little bit. Actually, Eliza, she's like starting to speak words here and there.
Oh,
one
nice.
Of the things she does now is...
Brisket!
If you ask, she hasn't said brisket yet, but she does love brisket. Anytime she sees Brian, she thinks about the brisket.
Yeah.
Oh, the brisket, the brisket, the brisket. But no, if you ask her what sound a cow makes, she will go, mmm.
There you go.
So she's getting there.
That's her first word then.
Oh, well, dad, that was her first word.
Oh, dad.
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely.
So, nice daddy's girl right there.
Sure, the mom's real happy about that.
Yeah, she wasn't thrilled.
You want another hockey ticket?
No,
that
trust me,
you.
Dude. I cannot go tomorrow night.
Come on, man. We'll go to the hockey game.
That ain't happening.
Where are we at on the baby names, by the way? Are we making progress? Or
I think
still
in the clubhouse would be Prince. That's Leia. That's
okay,
number one. Leia is still number one, but we haven't still officially decided anything yet.
Awesome.
Actually, Dawson, Maya likes Abigail.
There you go. It's a good name.
She does like Abigail.
Strong play.
So
now I went with the full meal, just Abby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abigail was good though.
Yeah, we'll see. If she wants.
You know what we decided on though was that
let's get another hockey ticket.
In elementary school and middle school, we didn't want her having to say it's Abby. You know,
yeah,
that's why we. If you're gonna be one, just go with it. Yeah,
just go with it.
If you're gonna be Jimmy, be Jimmy.
Okay, so what
on
do
the
I
birth
do?
Certificate.
If we go with Abigail and you've got Abby, do I just go with like Abigail for short or Gail? Your mom's named Gail.
You can go Ab.
Gail Abs. Sounds very 1960.
Yeah,
my
mom was born in the 60s,
Gail?
My mom is a Gail.
That was Carlito's girlfriend on Carlito's Way. Mm. Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Yeah, I don't know how many Gail. I think we're just. Like, the Gale is only staying alive due to the Abby in front of it.
I can't do Gina.
Gale, woman softball player?
Well, what do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, if you're named Gale, are you a really good women's softball player?
Maybe.
Might be.
I think 214 said Gina.
You and Rhonda.
Catch that.
What?
Tough
is that like a
middle.
Butchy vibe? Is that what you're...
No, I was just saying Gale. It's kind of an athlete's name.
Yeah.
You're a Gale. You're like a good shooter of the basketball.
The Gales.
We're good running backs.
The Regalians.
The Regalians.
Like the,
Gale Sayers.
The Gates.
Gale Force wins.
He was running back, right?
We should do top 10 Gales.
Yeah. We could
six
do
six touchdowns one day.
I'll workshop it. 8 is Wayback Burgers. Never been.
Oh,
yes,
bro.
Wayback Burgers coming at 8.
Yeah, Wayback Burger. I'm trying to remember exactly if that's the one off 287. It's fantastic, though. I do know that.
I think there's one off Midway.
Yeah, I think I've seen several of them. I've just never attacked a Wayback Burger. 5 Guys comes in at 7. Thought it was a little bit low, but I haven't had it. That's also an expensive burger for a tiny burger.
They try and trick you a little bit there.
They're a little tiny there. 6 is Freddy's. And we did get some texts that were saying, hey, Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers. Freddy's is the way to go. six, or excuse me, top five here, Islands Restaurants at number five. I don't know what the hell that is.
Hang on.
Islands Restaurants?
I've seen this one. It's with Hawaiian-inspired offerings.
Okay, so somebody texted and said pineapple.
That makes sense.
Pineapple on a burger is delicious. And I have seen other places that offer the pineapple burger. I don't know.
You're doing too much.
Can that's like P. Diddy.
You're doing too much.
He's got the applesauce on his burger. Yeah, P. Diddy does.
You're doing too much.
Right. Yeah.
Pineapple on a hamburger, you're doing too much.
Yeah? We can't knock until you try it, right? You cook the pineapple.
I'm just telling you, you're doing too much.
All right. Four is your favorite place, Brian.
Wendy's?
Culver's.
Culver's. The Butter Burger.
Culver's did you dirty. And
well, you surprise. Had a bad order, I will say. I wasn't impressed with the order.
Well, not everybody ordered 4, 6, and 8. Like, you guys, like, I was confused.
I pretty much got the menu.
I was confused, and all of a sudden, it was, like, we'd had a heavy day of drinking at the baseball park, hadn't we? When one of those deals?
That might have been. That might have been that day.
That was, yeah. But you guys figured it out, like, when you guys came back and they were kept bringing it, like, you and Ruben, everybody had, like, multiple order. I only had a single order.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had the patty melt.
It was a sad, pathetic excuse for a patty melt.
The patty melt was just so disappointing there.
It was.
I mean, what they gave you, they should be embarrassed.
You guys were taunting me with your meals.
We were.
Like, I got out-ordered by everybody.
I told you, we wanted to shame you.
There's like this 6-year-old girl next to me that out-ordered me.
Yeah. You know, surprisingly, the shrimp there, though, was pretty good.
Shrimp was getting
fried shrimp was solid.
A lot of people texted in Freddy's, by the way.
Yeah,
a lot of people like Freddy's. I would like to throw in a little Hat Creek.
Hat Creek. Hat Creek is good.
Hat Creek has a good play area usually.
Exactly. Yeah. And they do a gluten-free fried chicken sandwich, which is a big one in my household. They do. They do. Hat Creek is fantastic. Top three, Shake Shack comes in at 3. Great burger, Brian, but I will say.
Trey Expensiabo.
It is expensive. 682 said pineapple is a staple.
The hell was that?
It's expensive.
I believe that translates to a whale's vagina.
Expensiabo.
Trey Expensiabo.
Can you hand me an L beer?
Pineapple is a staple in most of street burgers in Mexico. So I guess that's it.
What?
In Mexico, it's a staple, the pineapple on the burgers from 682.
I saw Brahms was starting to do
bueno.
That.
Brahms did it.
Brahms
honestly, Brahms should be. I mean, I guess maybe because there's not a ton. But Brahms, is up like number one.
It held you down, bro.
Brahms is delicious. Their burgers are fantastic. Their food and everything there in general is just awesome.
The strips are pretty strong.
Of course. Yeah, let's order something nobody else does. We're going for our burgers.
My kids
I'll have the strips, please.
Did you get the chicken strips at Whataburger?
What are you doing over there, bro? You're playing games, aren't you?
I did not get that. Keep people going to Whataburger getting the chicken.
Hey, I want
to
take you for a really good burger. I'll have the strips. Thank you.
Please. Yeah.
That's never my personal order, bleep hole.
Two is the Habit
Burger. Would you like an ice cream? No, I'll have some.
Habit coming in at 2, and Habit is
lettuce cup over here, please.
Habit's expanding big time. Maybe we'll get some in the DFW here soon.
The Habit is good.
Really good.
Sweet potato fries.
But number one top burger chain, according to Yelp and USA Today, is In-N-Out.
Whataburger.
In-N-Out.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. Better than Whataburger? Who did that list?
Whataburger was down at 14.
Somebody did. Yeah. Who did that? In-N-Out, who hijacked Yelp.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably in the website business.
When we drop some coin here, we can change this over.
Let's just go smear their name.
Another top 10 in the books. Thank you, Woolchuck. Chief, what's next? The best internet bit of the week. Move over, boat guy. Move over, good night, bros. Make a place for the man down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Under. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're looking forward to talking Rangers, Stars, Cowboys, and national sports stories coming up at 3 o'clock, everything that's breaking in the world of sports. But Chief's promising the best internet bit of the week here. Here's the Chief.
I don't know how it gets much better than this. We are on a bit of an internet bit heater right now with some of the things going on. Lucius played the Goodnight Bros bit yesterday during LA Live, which is just absolutely hysterical. It's fantastic. We got the sailboat guy. What do we call it? What are they
calling him? Boat Boy, but that's so rude.
Boat Boy. That's right. I was trying to remember.
Sailing with Phoenix is his name, and Phoenix is the cat that he's taking hostage.
That's right. Felix the cat?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. That's Felix the cat. I thought, you know, the old TV.
Remember Felix?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Felix the cat. Yeah. The wonderful,
it's a little
wonderful
bit more street.
Cat.
Yeah.
You laugh so much. I think
we would all agree.
Felix the wonderful cat.
Garfield. These are good bits, right? Like the internet's getting it done right now when it comes to the entertainment. Well, I would like to take you to the Instagram account of an Aussie gentleman, C.H. Rogman. Trogman? Krogman? I was introduced to him today, and I believe he is the one seed for best internet bit going right now. What he is doing, he lives in Australia, and he's basically just posting on his Instagram. He's got like 500,000 followers, and I don't know how much he's got since he started this, but he's on day 15. Today he posted day 15 of the bit that he's doing, which is he is basically just putting
calling
a location.
Up dudes at night and saying goodnight.
He's putting a location to all his followers, and he wants to get into a boxing match with his followers, one at a time.
Oh god!
And he is going to continue to do this allegedly until he ends up getting knocked out on one of these. And I don't think he's like any sort of like super professional type boxer by any stretch, but this dude can throw hands.
Okay.
And he's now on day 15 of doing this, where he just posts a one-on-one boxing clip,
like
in the middle of a community. There's people walking around.
How long do we fight?
You fight until
death,
until either the other person gives up or he gets KO'd.
Is this bare knuckle?
No, they got boxing gloves.
Okay.
And so here's just a little clip, and you can watch some of these, but this is a little clip of day 15 that he posted earlier today of him doing this, fighting the followers.
Day 15 of fighting my followers till I get knocked off. out. Today's competitor, Thomas. Let's run it, baby.
Thomas.
No, he can't fight at all. But he's just throwing hands, fam.
So he's gonna get at some point.
Shout out to this dude pulling up. What a fucking legend. I love this guy, bro. You can do it, baby. Let's go!
Yeah, the moment he meets a counterpuncher, he's out of there.
Yeah.
Because he's leaving himself wide open. My man is just throwing hands. Like, okay. God depends on it.
See, I'm glad we got the analysis here. I didn't feel like this guy was much of a technician, but he's definitely willing to not only throw a mean punch, he's willing to take one.
He's your standard Aussie, like, back barroom brawler type?
Yes. And he looks probably around, you know, early 20s.
He's in Joker.
So he's
Joker
in his heyday.
Makeup?
Yeah, and a couple of these he's wearing wearing Joker makeup.
And a suit jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's leaning into the bit factor of all of it, but he's also executing at a high level. Like these are great clips.
I wonder how many clips he has, because I feel like now that he's gone viral, somebody and his followers can really fight and they're gonna be like, oh dude, I'm gonna be the guy. This is gonna be easy. You know?
No question. Yeah. That is where that's how this thing is going to end.
So he fights every day?
I don't know if he's doing it every single day, but he's doing it multiple times a week.
Okay. Like, I bet our engineer Ramon could do it. You know, he grew up boxing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
He'd probably destroy this dude.
Yeah, Ramon would absolutely, because that's a real boxer. Yeah. I think for the most part, he's just got like some young cocksure guys that want to go throw some hands. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
But he's taking a bit of a beating and he's dishing it out pretty nicely.
He likes to fight guy, but he doesn't have any real technique or instincts. But he can throw.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So he's volume puncher guy.
It's a great bit for content, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It is. He's racking up the viewers right now. So, congratulations to him. I believe, I mean, I don't know, maybe you guys would disagree. That feels
best
even better.
Bit.
That's better than the Goodnight Bros. I think it's better than the Boat Boy.
Better than Bird and the Midnight Falcons. Hey, have you ever heard of Aaron the Plumber?
I know Aaron the Bug Guy on the Fantech.
Shout out to you, dog.
Shout out to Aaron the Bug Guy.
Aaron the Plumber, he does fighting too like this, bro. He's a real life plumber and he did boxing.
Yeah.
So he just goes around, he fights followers and people, you know, like the little balloon pop situation.
Yeah.
He got into a fight during there. Yeah, he did a 20v1 versus some security guards.
No way. Oh, this dude's pretty This dude's pretty physically
impressive.
He's got
some hella arms. Yeah, he's a real boxer, though. He's not like your guy. Your guy's a crash out
right.
with a chin.
Yeah, this dude looks like a very... So is he just tearing people up?
Yeah,
is
he's just ripping through them.
Oh, my god!
I love it when the dudes can fight like five or six people at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't you just rush him and tackle him? But you can't. He's escaping. He's throwing elbows, running knees.
These guys got eyes in the back of their head. Yeah, these, yeah. Those kind of dudes.
And two of the dudes are crumpled already. So now it's down to 4-on-1. And two of the guys are losing confidence.
Wow. This guy's very confident. He's just pulling up to dudes in the street at a red light, rolling down the window, trying to call him out.
Getting active.
Wow. Okay. Well, he's the real deal. This guy in Australia is doing doing some wild stuff.
I don't think you can get away with that in the USA. You know?
Right.
In the USA, but some places just didn't quite lose that 1970s, let's have a fist fight vibe like we did.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I never really experienced
just
that.
Just for
that
fun.
Wasn't really like,
I knew it. Together. I caught the tail end of it.
You did?
Yeah. Like in the 80s, there would be like neighborhood fights, you know?
That's crazy, dude.
I may or may not have participated. I mean, this is like 7 or 8 years old, you know?
You just go it was just different style.
It was like different. Like Anchorman, just like yeah, the neighborhood versus the other neighborhood.
Channel 5 versus Channel 8.
I remember like dads telling stories of, you know, you just sometimes you say too much and you get slugged. You know?
Yeah, it was much more common. Yeah,
sure.
Like a middle-aged dude right now has like absolutely been in some fights. Yeah. You know? He's taken some blows. But there was always a couple of, you know, wild hairs that seeked it out as kids.
Oh, yeah, because they were good.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But otherwise, it was not something that was happening in neighborhoods like that. Now, the other thing that is just crazy, and this is a yearly event, and this is one that I think Lucius can speak on pretty impressively, the cheese roll.
Yeah, chasing that cheese roll
in England. Yes. Did you guys see this year's version?
Oh my goodness, that guy!
Bro,
is he okay?
I have not seen an update on this random civilian who is running down a giant grass steep hill with hundreds of other people just to have the pride of winning the cheese. It's a centuries old tradition. In the UK,
Cooper's Hill. Yeah, that's it. They've been doing that since like 1800s, bro.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great thing to watch on the internet.
Wild. It's unbelievable.
It's fantastic.
Some of these people will never walk the same again.
Ever. No.
Have you seen a fall like this, Lucius, all your years watching the cheese roll?
Nah, this fella broke a few. Like, he broke his. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Airborne and spinning.
Oh, my God.
You know?
And then it's like head, smash, bounce up, more air, back, smash.
Shoulder bone gone, bro.
Yeah,
collarbone, I mean, it's out of there. His collarbone's gone.
You can see him trying to recover from massive injuries and sustaining new ones inside the same second.
Yeah.
It's
like when you get the wobbles on something and you just know it, like it's over. And then you just, gravity's going to figure you out.
He feel like one of those fake dummies for the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah,
fake bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cinematic watching
like,
this guy.
Or like a four-wheeler that falls down a mountain. You've seen some of those videos. That describes dude right there.
I've had similar experiences on skis, but with skis, you hit snow, you hit the downside of a hill, and you kind of smoothly land. And plus, your skis hit and kind of break your fall and stop that spinning motion. Like, he was almost spinning faster than he was falling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to, we got to get like the next gen stats on the and the miles per hour on these guys.
That was
guys.
Straight science right there, bro.
Impact, like, he was moving faster
Mass
than the cheese.
Mass in motion right there, bro.
That's the craziest one, though. I would say that's the craziest video on the internet right now, but the best bit going is the Aussie guy. I'm going to track him and wait till he gets KO'd.
Right on. Look forward to keeping updated on this guy and Boat Boy. You know,
and Boat Boy.
We got two exciting conclusions. Wow. Either he'll be in South America here in about a month and a half.
Or he'll be in the bosom of Abraham.
That's right.
940 says the white settlement gypsies still get down like that with just random fights out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a buck wild area.
I mean, it is adrenalizing. You know, there's something about being in a fight where you're like, wow, that was a lot of fun. As long as you don't get seriously hurt.
Right.
You know? Okay. The three-piece top stories of the day coming up next. The C-Note in Krusty's Corner, all in your 3 o'clock hour coming up next. You're on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.